truly, if we are dead in trespasses and sins, we just simply have not the capability of producing faith. We do not have the capability of loving. We cannot do anything in a spiritual way. We must have the spiritual birth first, and then after that, we have all the things, not just a few of the things, but we have all of the things that are necessary to serve our Lord. The Lord in regeneration, that is in the new birth, he gives us the spiritual life. And with the spiritual life, we have the capability of performing good works. In fact, we were made unto good works, that we should perform those good works to honor the Lord and to help ourselves and to everyone that are children of God that are around us. It's a benefit, brothers and sisters, to live the spiritual life. It's a benefit both to yourself, but also to those that are around you that are also spiritual creatures. If you would, I'd like you to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, and we'll try to go in that same line of thinking. Last Sunday we preached a sermon about spiritual gifts and how that the spiritual gifts should be used in the proper way, and that if they were used in the proper way, the church would be at one. There would be a unity. All the gifts working together because they all came from the same Heavenly Father. They all have the same purpose of honoring God, of blessing His people. And if they're all used in the correct way, then they blend together in harmony. And it is both good to the individual and it is good to the church as a whole. With that in mind, let's look for just a moment here at chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. And we'll start with verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. I'd like to make one point today that we need to be exercising godliness in our life. And we need to be exercising the spiritual life, the spiritual gifts that the Lord has given us. We need to be exercising the spiritual gifts that it would be a profit to us. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Notice today when we were on our way to the church, that there were several people out this morning jogging. Running around, maybe some of them had a dog they were also running with. They were exercising in a natural way. They were exercising their bodies. The Bible here says that bodily exercise profiteth little. Now, I want to be very careful. When I originally read this text, I thought, well, bodily exercise doesn't profit anything, but that's not what it says. You kind of get that thought maybe, but what it says is that it does profit. There is a profit in bodily exercise, but it's just a little profit. It helps your body. It keeps your body fit. It helps you to be a stronger person in a natural sense. It uses the things that the Lord, by the way, gave you. These hands, these legs, your heart, your mind, everything that you have in a natural way, it comes from the Lord. We ought to take care of it. And when we do exercise and use the things that the Lord has given us in a natural way, Apostle Paul says it profits us. It helps us. It makes us stronger. It helps us to continue on in life. Now that's talking about natural exercise. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Brothers and sisters, when we exercise our spiritual life, our spiritual body, our spiritual nature that the Lord has given us in regeneration, when we exercise the new man, if you will, there's not just a little profit, but there is great profit. There's great profit not only because one day we'll be in heaven, but even more, there's great profit even now. Did you catch that part of the verse? In fact, it separates it out here. Let's look at that just again for just a moment. Having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Brothers and sisters, when I can exercise my spiritual mind, exercise the spiritual gifts that the Lord's given me by loving my brothers and sisters, by singing songs to the best of that the Lord gives me the ability to do that, by being long-suffering to my brother and sister, by doing the things that was there in Galatians chapter 5, all those gifts that the Lord has given me, when I exercise and use those things, they benefit me right here and right now. It helps me to keep focus that, yes, I'm one of His. You know what? If you don't exercise your spiritual self, you will, and the devil will come to you telling you, you're not a child of God. You better question that. You're not a child of God. You're not acting like it. You're certainly not doing the things you ought to be doing, so you're probably not one. You ever been in that condition? I'd raise my hand. Sometimes I wake up, if you will. Sometimes I'm almost asleep spiritually. How about you? I'm asleep and I just am not considering and thinking that I'm a spiritual creature. I am one of God's. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. Oh, how I ought to be thinking and using the gifts that the Lord has given me. Oh, how I ought to express myself to my brother and sister in a spiritual way. Don't need to be going around complaining about nothing. Everything's going wrong and things are going. But I need to be just saying, the Lord's still on the throne. And the Lord has prospered me this day. I'm in good shape because God is my Father. Because Jesus is my Savior, I am in a good shape. Because the Lord has provided me a house, and I'm living in His house. Oh, what a wonderful thought can come over me. Oh, how powerful I can feel when I can recognize I'm on God's team. I'm in His family. I'm working for the one who's victorious. I am victorious because He was victorious. I can win the battle today over sin because I have the spiritual life. Yes, I may fail from time to time. Yes, there's times when I catch myself falling asleep, if you will, in a spiritual way. But I can then be renewed and recognize that the Lord can make me a wonderful creature right here and right now again. He can renew my strength. He can help me to continue on right here and right now. I need to be exercising my spiritual self. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Here's something we ought to memorize. That's what that verse really said. Here's something we ought to put in our mind and in our thoughts, in our heart. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. Brothers and sisters, there is a sense that even the dead alien sinner is saved by God. Brothers and sisters, if it wasn't for God, the very breath of air, the air that we breathe, we'd die. Brothers and sisters, the reason why that anyone is living on the face of this earth right now is the mercy of God. It's God's mercy. But especially to those that are to believe, because He has made them spiritual creatures. Especially to those that are His chosen people, those that are called, those that are born again, because He deals specially with them. And we ought to recognize that when we labor and we bear the reproach of being the child of God, listen to that again, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. And why? Because we trust in the living God. Brothers and sisters, we exercise our spiritual self when we say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I have a plan that this is what I need to do, but I need to start trusting in your plan. And I need to start listening to you very softly speaking and telling me, this is the way. Walk ye in it. I need to be quiet. And I need to just listen and wait upon my Lord. And then when He gives command, let's don't just wait all day, brothers and sisters. I believe we need to wait upon the Lord. But we're waiting for a particular reason. We're waiting because the Lord, the Master, is going to come and give us His commandments. He's going to come and say, this is what I'd have you to do this day. If we search diligently in our heart, the one that He gave us in regeneration, if we search diligently that spiritual mind, not the natural mind, which is enmity against God, which just simply means it's totally against God. It hates God. But when we search Him with the spiritual mind, when we look to Him with a spiritual heart, and we get silent, that is, we say, Lord, not my will. Let me put my will aside this day. And let me follow after your will. And brothers and sisters, if you can't get that still small voice talking to you, He's got plenty of commandments to do right now that are in His Word. You just keep following those. And then He'll get more specific and more specific. And it will come upon you. I need to be walking out on faith. I need to be trusting in the living God. Brothers and sisters, the God that we serve is alive and well. And He's in your heart. He is so near. There is no place that you can go that He's not there. There's no time but what you can call, and He is there to hear your words. This is a God who always, always loves us. And we need to trust in that love. We need to recognize that love. And we need to be exercising the spiritual life while we live here. I thank you for your